Mr. President, good morning, and Council. We are diligently working on next week's agenda to not miss any of our performances. So I'm sure you'd be excited. The first one up is really a big project for us. You remember, this was the biggest county project ever awarded at South Coastal, the 20-year expansion project in partnership with the City of Rehoboth, both projects together. We have, due to the importance of this, sort of like, this is a secondary award which deals with the professional services as well as the first change order to the contract, as well as the utility, i.e. DP&L's support services. The city manager, Ms. Sharon Lynn, as well as the city engineer, Mr. Kevin Williams, are here. Just to emphasize the importance of our partnership and how important that is to the city as well as to the county. As we speak, we're actually working on Route 1, bringing some of the on two of the projects, directing more flow towards the city's treatment plant, which will be served by these improvements we're talking about here in Phase 2, and we're already looking at the design of Phase 3. So first up, let me sort of, you see, the first page gives you a background of the inner jurisdictional issues. The first one is with the city, and we have two agreements in place, a financing agreement. Obviously, we have a big agreement in place, the overarching agreement, the financing agreement, and a supplemental financing agreement. So there's no changes to this other than the services we award later, we ask you to award later on, will be distributed under these agreements based on actual tracking of expenses. So we have as well the DP&L expenses, the credits from the contractor, as well as the professional services expenses will be tracked on a project basis and then will be allocated to each one of the projects. So this is not like the two bids, because the bids were specific by site. This is a global award to these three entities and a subsequent tracking of the credits and or expenses. We do have an update on the Selbyville side, and as you can see, we met with the town of Selbyville. We're looking at a couple of the options to integrate the capital project services into the agreement in a really sort of a rewrite of the Selbyville agreement. Ms. Jennings and I will be concluding this in the not so distant future, so this will be the sort of the last South Coastal action item. You'll see us back in a couple of months. So the next one is the first one, action item up, is the professional services. I'm gonna put my glasses on for that. I gave you sort of the history of the 19 amendments up to where we are today on the 20th amendment. And it sort of gives you a summary of what the design services were worth for the city's project and the county's project. They total the design services $3.5 million, give or take. You remember the overall project, and that's not just the two projects you awarded, but in the design were also included our effluent force main, our force main consolidations, our power distribution improvements. When you add this all up, it comes to about $64.5 million. And the president and I talked about this beforehand. What is customary, what is to be expected, and what you need to sort of to be aware of before you have sticker shock when we tell you the number, if you haven't really closely read it. But these kind of projects of less complexity as the one we have before us today, you have to expect 15% of the actual project cost in order to design them, administer them, and inspect them and close them out. So in order to get there, a number of times Mr. Williams and I and Ms. Lynn met with the service provider, GHD, the engineer of record for both of our facilities, to trim down, custom tailor the approach in how we want to provide the services, what we as the owners take on, and what the engineers are expected to do. So when you look at the breakdown, this is not just construction, administration, and inspection. There is actual programming services for the electronic components. There is materials testing is included. There are some value engineering services which were provided after the bid. Let me put my glasses on so I don't find anything, but let me just say what we're taking on, that's probably even equally important. We're taking on some inspection responsibilities. We're taking in some management responsibilities. We will actually have a county project manager overseeing both of these projects. We took on fiscal responsibilities between the finance department and the engineering department. And so after this was all said and done, and what you see before you is actually the fourth iteration of the scope of services and pricing, we are at a point where we feel we recommend to you this is a good package approach for this particular project. And when you read through the GHD summary, you see all the exclusions and you see the inclusions. And that sort of gives you an overview of where we are. And that includes the city as well as the county as well as GHD. So that would be the first action item to award the, I guess, biggest ever professional service contract in the history of Sussex County.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion which goes with it, yes. Be moved based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Finance and Engineering Departments that Amendment number 20 to the base engineering contract with GHD Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $6,589,558.49 for construction engineering services for the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Treatment Upgrade Number 3 and the Rehoboth Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant CIP Upgrade Phase 2 Project.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Mr. Burton.
So the $6 million ask is then divided between the two.
Yes.
And it's done by the GMDs, who they're working for.
The engineer will be tracking their time, as you can see in the big spreadsheet, all the hours based on project numbers. We have two project numbers. The county staff will do the same. And in the end, when we're all finished with construction, then there will be a tally of the overall project cost. I've discussed that with Mr. Williams. He and I are in agreement that this is the best way to do this, rather than doing a percentage allocation, which we considered. But this would be the fairer way to do it, just in case specific problems arise on either side.
More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one up is the first change order. And I think when I discussed that with you, I said we have a big ask and we do bring a small present. In any other world of contracts, $750,000 would be a big present, but in this particular instance, it's a small present. So when you look at the next one, it's really on the last page of the summary. When you look at the contractual piece, it lists the RFPs, and these are requests for proposals we send out, our engineers and us prepare jointly where we see opportunities. They were included in your packet. I won't bother you. They're fairly complex and detailed, and they're all in the electrical world. And you see a number of them are relatively small, and again, in any other day, this wouldn't be the case. $40,000, $50,000 are small. But the big ticket item here was really a change on how we deal with how we connect the underground duct banks to the actual buildings. That piece, that connection piece, that expansion piece, we really analyzed this carefully and went back to the engineers. It was actually initiated by the owners, concurred to by the contractors, and then reviewed and approved by the engineers. That in itself is worth over $700,000. The other items, which are smaller, but they really add to the, we call the long-term stability of the grounding and bonding of the system. So when you add it all together, this is a $760-some thousand credit change order, which will actually make the project better. So this is not something where we had to compromise. So this is not, we didn't look for value. This is really a betterment to the actual design approach. So we're very happy to present you with that.
You have a motion, don't you? There you go.
Yes, that one I'm proud to present. So. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department at change order number one for contract C-19-17, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Treatment Process Upgrade Number 3, and Rehoboth Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant Capital Improvement Program Phase 2. Electrical construction be approved, decreasing the contract by $759,934.80 for a new contract total of $21,419,299.20.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last one. Took a few iterations also with DP&L. And strangely enough, if you look at the previous one of the RFPs, which actually increased the cost to the electrical, is associated with a change of the service entrance DP&L requested. So we are moving the service entrance cabinet around. DP&L assumes certain work. They actually do all the work upstream on the utility side of the service cabinet. We perform the work on the downstream side, which is the load side of the service cabinet. So we had to. I'm not criticizing DP&L. The new location is a well out of the way location at South Coastal. And again, in all fairness of project tracking, you can see the higher expense for us to extend duct bank on the load side, as well as bringing the primary service on for DP&L, is more expensive on the South Coastal end as it is on the Rehoboth end. So it makes sense to track these costs individually. So talking to the chief engineer at the DP&L, Mr. Whitaker assured me these would be not to exceed amounts, and most likely we will be spending a little bit less on the utility side. But it is a request. It gives us a better service entrance at both locations, and I think it's money worth well spent for a 20-year project.
You have a motion?
Last motion was that, which hopefully you won't see us for a while on South Coastal Rehoboth. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County approve Delmarva Power and Light to perform work at the South Coastal Wastewater Facility and the Rehoboth Wastewater Treatment Plant in the not exceed amount of $175,000 for services provided by the power utility.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I will yet. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. That was a heavy lift.
Now you're Western Sussex contractor.
We're moving on to Western Sussex. I don't think I'm telling Council anything new here. The Western Sussex project, the transmission side of the Western Sussex project, bringing the wastewater from the towns of Greenwood and Bridgeville to the city of Seaford, had four bids, and they were driven by the schedule. And you know the schedule, again, was requested by DelDOT to fit in the pave and rehab. How to make a long story short, the one we pushed forward with an accelerated design, accelerated permitting, contract one, mostly in the Route 13 right-of-way, with very few exceptions, also ran into a DelDOT select borrow issue. And we have unit prices in place which are bid during the original bids. We estimate what is a reasonable number to expect in terms of volume of select to be needed. However, the department, that's not the engineering department, it's the Department of Transportation, requested that a lot more select borrow be used under the shoulder. And we had very little choice but to comply, and the end result is what you see before you today. And so we believe a somewhat more nuanced approach where we dry out some of the material, bring it back, et cetera, would have been acceptable to us, the utility, but was not acceptable to the department. So since they control the right-of-way and they control the project and they hold our permit, we have to follow the instructions by the department. So the good news on this whole thing is that we brought this forward to the state. The supplemental funding for this project will be considered by the Water Infrastructure Council this month, and we have reason to believe that the council understands that the citizens and users are already at the maximum affordability level, and this will be granted in the form of loan forgiveness. So that sort of softens the blow. And so in this bigger light of the discussions, I think we have a duty to grant the increase in unit in quantity. These are established unit prices, so it's not a there's some equitable assessment in there, but it's I think if we look at it from a joint approach, we probably could have done better, and we're always trying to improve our relationship with LDOT and trying to work on these things, but it is what it is.
We have a motion.
Yes, we do have a motion. Thank you for allowing me the background story. Be it approved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract C-20-04 No, sorry, I was ahead of one motion ahead of myself. Let me start over. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number one for contract 18-12 Western Sussex Transmission Facilities, contract one, Route 13 Force Main, be approved, increasing the contract by $254,188.92 for a new contract total of $3,479,008.92.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion?
Where does forgiveness come from? You said something about forgiveness. Is that correct?
The loan forgiveness comes out of the state revolving funds allocation by the EPA to the Clean Water Fund. So this is an annual allocation which comes from the EPA, is partially matched by the state of Delaware, and then used for clean water projects.
So that's where clean water is coming in?
It's just broken down into the state fund is broken down into the clean water side and the drinking water side, that coming out of the clean water side.
Burton.
So it's a vote. So they will vote to either put this on a loan forgiveness or not.
Affirmative.
And when will that occur?
Next Wednesday.
Is there a lot of projects in line for this forgiveness?
Always are, but what I said here is we have reason to believe, and I'm not preempting anything here, but when you file for a project like this one, which exceeds the affordability limits, and these projects are reconsidered, a long history of the council states that the council will then look at the projects at the original submittal. So this project already exceeded the affordability limits at the time. So not to make it any worse on the users, precedence says that the council has approved these requests in the form of loan forgiveness.
Did this slow the project down at all?
That's probably the only good news. This decision by the department actually did speed things up because, if you don't reuse it, the project probably gained a couple of days. Literally.
Bringing in
literally,
more fill.
Rather than running it through a drying and reuse, you just continuously bring in new fill.
Thank more you. Questions?
Do we feel like we're overcharging?
Wilson.
Is that right? They're giving some free ride there. Do we feel like we're overcharging? Is that why it didn't?
No, no, that's the, once you reach the afforded, once a project reaches the affordability level, then the calculations reflect that particular approach. We have many projects, the same thing, the two projects you just approved, Amarillo Creek and Wolf Run, you remember, both of them had a grant component, like USDA calls it, which deals with the same affordability levels. As a matter of fact, they use the same criteria, 1.5% of median household income.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. And last, sir.
Last, Mr. President, finally a straightforward project. We have a cooling tower for this particular building at the end of its expected life. In a preemptive effort, the facilities team and the county engineering department put the project on the budget agenda. You approved the budget. We're acting on an approved budget. We drew up the specifications. The project was advertised under a best value approach, which includes schedule and implementation. We have a clear best winner from most points, Richardson out of Harrington. Contractor is well known to the engineer and the facilities engineer, and we have a clear recommendation to award.
Have a motion.
We have a motion. Be it removed, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that contract C-20-04, Sussex County Administrative Building Cooling Tower, be awarded to Joseph T. Richardson for their best value bid in the amount of $120,000 even.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion?
How much the cooling tower cost us?
$120,000.
Yeah. And it's within our budget.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I believe that Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Ashman. Request for permission to prepare and post notices for Sycamore Chase and Plantation Medical Annexation.
Good morning. this is permission to post notices for an expansion. This is for the Miller Creek area of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District. It includes parcels 134-18-55, 134-19-5 and 6, and the Meadows of Byard subdivision. What you see is a small subdivision there in yellow. That will be brought in at the same time, and the project will be responsible for a connection for them. The engineering department received a request from Solutions IPM on behalf of their client Charter Oak Investments LLC and the owners and developers of the proposed Sycamore Chase. And we received a request from the Meadows at Byard LLC on behalf of the existing Meadows at Byard subdivision. Sycamore Chase is proposed 104-lot subdivision, and the Meadows at Byard is a 10-lot subdivision that is currently restricted to 5 lots based on their existing on-site community septic system. Sycamore Chase will be providing a connection point for the Meadows, at which point the Meadows owner will construct infrastructure to connect to that connection point and abandon their existing on-site system. And the engineering department would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on the annexation of this area.
Have a motion.
I do. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Sycamore Chase expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 134-18-55, 134-19-5, and 134-19-6, and the Meadows at Byard, located along Byard Road, as presented on February 4th, 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes, Mr. Carey. Next, sir.
The next one is for Plantation Medical expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This is in the West Rehoboth area. This includes two parcels along Plantation Road north of Route 24. Engineering department has received a request from the owners and developers of the Plantation Medical Facility on parcel 334-12-5303, and the engineering department sent letters to the neighboring parcels asking them their desires to be included in the district at the same time. The parcel immediately to the south is the Metropolitan Community Church. They have requested to be included as well. The next parcel did not respond to the first notice. We sent a second notice, still no response. So we sent them a letter that just let them know that we'd be requiring an easement at some time in the future. The engineering department intends to secure one of the miscellaneous consultants who are involved with the parcel next to our paramedic station to design the project, and the engineering department would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on this annexation area.
Motion, please.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Plantation Medical and Professional Center expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 334-12-53.02 and 53.03 located on Plantation Road as presented on February 4th, 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion?
I got one. So the blue is serviced.
Blue is serviced. That's existing district.
And the one that didn't reply is the white.
Yes.
The white
first
between
one
the
to
blue.
The south. Yes.
And is that a full lot to the north?
It's part. It is a full lot. Yes.
And there.
We were not planning on extending sewer that far north at this time. We're just getting to the Plantation Medical Center.
Okay. No further more questions. We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one grant request. It's the Friends of Georgetown Public Library. They're requesting $300 for library programming. Last grant received was $300 from Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Wilson?
I recommend the same.
Motion, Mr. Wilson?
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $300 to the Friends of Georgetown Public Library for library programming for Mr. Wilson's Council MAC account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction proposed on ordinances.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Vincent. Mr. President, we have two. First one is in Mr. Hudson's district. There is no 911 address. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily 75 units to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 29.34 acres more or less.
I will introduce it.
President introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Riley's district, and its 911 address is 32630 DuPont Boulevard, Dagsboro, and ordinance granted conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for stone and granite retail, fabrication, cutting, displaying, and selling of granite, stone, and quartz to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 11.80 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it. Mr. Riley introduced it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments.
I didn't know there was any land left for them to do that.
This is it.
A little bit.
Do a motion to go to executive session for job applicants, qualifications, and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? Take them up, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session for job.